PewDiePie.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Yeah. You sound very enthusiastic about the... What is this real treehouse?
I try to be enthusiastic always, no matter what it's about. Because life is an enthusiastic thing. And my life has been tending to go towards Brazil. I love this place. I don't know why. It's like I never had an urge to go to the States, but I had an urge, like a really deep need. It's one of my basic needs, which Orville can't cover, apparently, is to go to Brazil. And I don't know why. Maybe it's the rainforest which is calling me. Maybe it's my destiny which has to happen there. Maybe it's the specific magnetic composition of the area. I have no idea. I'm going to find out. So this Rio conference, it was the final thing that made me decide, okay, I'm going, because I've been wanting to go strongly for at least 2 years now, and I haven't had the final impulse to get me off my feet to go.
The reason.
Now I found the reason.
And that reason is what, conference or gathering?
The reason is there is one of, I'd say, probably one of the biggest, politically most important get-togethers in the world at this time, and it's called the Rio Plus 20 Conference on Sustainable Development. It's a follow-up conference of a meeting they had 20 years ago, which Tlaloc was involved in, for example, and that conference was about setting goals for targets in different sectors, transportation, industry, housing, all sectors of society, basically, for setting targets and goals in those areas of how to achieve a more sustainable way in those particular areas. So that was 20 years ago. They looked at how to reduce carbon emissions, how to minimize consumption of polluting stuff, whatever. Now it's a follow-up 20 years later. In between, they've had other follow-up meetings. For example, Johannesburg, Copenhagen, and other things that are kind of commonly known about.
Copenhagen is a thing that happened 2 years ago?
Yeah. I don't know too much about it because I'm not a TV person.
And also Marty, I think he was there. Yeah. I remember that one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's the thing.
That's the thing which is happening. It's a summit on sustainable development where they want to bring together the heads of state of over 190 countries, I think it is at the moment. They want to bring together people from all sectors of society, so including tribals, farmers, women, children, politicians, leaders, everything. Basically, the whole spectrum of society. They create separate groups for each specific category. And in any case, the conference, the main political conference, which is the 20th to 22nd of June, is going to be a place where the presidents kind of get together and sign or reject or accept the proposals made. I don't know exactly what to expect from the thing. And Rio de Janeiro is just another huge coastal city, I think a very strategic, important, nationally important, significant, I don't know. Never been there, don't know what to expect. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
If I understood you now correct, you're going to submit a project of treehouses for the sustainable living or alternative houses?
No.
This, so what? Why you title it treehouse?
This thing about treehouses is what links me to the concept of a conference on sustainability. So in which way am I working towards sustainability? I could also say I'm just an Aurovillian, and I accept the idea of working towards spiritual goals, and spiritual goals help to develop sustainable ways of living. Therefore, I'm a sustainable person, so I should go to the conference. But it's not like that. I'm also not the president of a country, so I can't say I need to be there. So we have to find a good reason to be there on the conference. That reason is, at the moment, to represent Oroville in a broader scale. So we're going to be doing media coverage for Oroville Radio and Oroville Television, and we're going to do reporting, so some writing, some pictures, some short clips, and send them into Oroville to share with Orville what's going on in the bigger world in terms of sustainability. Where's it going? What are the big guys doing about it? And where do we stand in the bigger picture? And that's what we're going to do in the so-called conference, the strict Rio Plus 20 conference. It's only 2 days. It's really high security because all the presidents are going to be there. It's very formal, very political, and so on. But our larger mission is to go there and get involved in the city, get involved with the people, get involved, make connections, share. So that means, first of all, maybe I should explain who we are. It's myself. I just got involved on a later stage. So the two people that inspired me are Dror, an Israeli guy who's been working with garbage recycling on Earth Day here in Sedona Forest. He also came to the Youth Center to present his ideas. And Ezequiel, an Argentinian guy who's been working here with Mohanam, with children doing filming, doing environmental awareness camps, doing the summer camp, and things like that. So these guys had planned to go there beforehand to do what they like to do, which is media coverage and involving people, bringing people together. And they had suggested to me, after becoming interested in the concept of treehouses, why don't you come along with us to Rio and present your treehouse thing? And that's what made me start to think of it. How can I present this treehouse concept over there? How can we apply it? And what do I have to offer? What do I have to learn? What is it going to be like? It's pretty crazy. So it's a huge jump into nowhere that I'm taking. And I'm starting to formalize this whole thing of treehouses, starting to write down the philosophy, starting to...
You really have to think about it, yeah.
I really have to think about it, and I've been thinking about it for very long already. I've been meaning to make a website, meaning to make this concrete by writing and PowerPoint presentations and things like that. But I've never had the need to get down to it, to really do it as much as I'm doing now.
Also born in Norway, yeah?
No, well, I was born
most of the time you are here.
I was born in Schweinfurt, which is a tiny place called, translated into English, it's Pig's Castle in Germany. I'm quite ashamed to have been born there rather than in Orville, but it appears to be a fact. And I've been in Orville since I was 4 years old.
Practically all your life.
Most of my life. But for me, I've been in Orville for my whole life, because for me, Orville is not the place, it's the concept and a way of life.
Okay, you said Ezequiel and the other name, I cannot...
Dror.
So who are the other two people for right now?
So Ezequiel and Dror are the two people that are here right now that I've met and spoken to, and we're working together. They have also caught on the idea of the treehouse. They're going to back me up. One of them speaks a bit of Portuguese, so that's going to be a big help. And we are going to meet another Argentinian fellow there and a Mexican fellow who are going to join the team. Oh. I don't know which role they're going to play, but I guess they're going to be involved in the media coverage. So as a team there in Rio, we're going to be five people who, let's say, can count on each other, who are going to back each other up towards reaching each other's goals. And now Ezequiel and Dror have already caught on this idea of building the treehouse. It's the main active thing that we're going to do, as far as I can see it.
They want to do it on the conference.
We can't do it on the conference itself, in the premises of the conference, or during the time of the conference. We want to... So now the conference is really just a political thing for the presidents and the governments to come together and sign and do their political crap. nobody really cares about it. Most of the work is done beforehand anyway or afterwards. Then around the conference, there's all kinds of smaller conferences which are organized. For example, the Youth Summit is on the 8th of June. There's the People's Convention. There's the Tribals, Indigenous Peoples Convention. And there's many such related events.
Small events, yeah.
And what Ezekiel has been saying is that the whole city is going to be alive with activism and movement, and it's actually a movement that's all over the world. So during this month of June, and especially during the conference of Rio the 20th, there's going to be all over the world kind of parallel events happening towards a similar cause. Mm. They're inviting people to do their own stuff, share it online, and kind of make a big network of sustainable conference meetings or something like that. So our aim is to get there by beginning of June, make connections with people, start to find out who are the people over there who are running the events, who are hosting the events, who are taking care of the organizational stuff, who have connections to people with workshops, who can...
And there's thousands of people.
There's millions. Rio is a huge city, and I don't particularly like cities. But since there's so many people you can bump into,
you know,
almost anyone on the road and say, hey, aren't you a carpenter? We need your help. Or, well, first of all, I think the first side event, official side event that we're going to attend is the Youth Convention on the 8th of June. And there we're going to try to get together with young people. Some of them will be local, some of them will be from other countries. And there will definitely be organizers for this event. And these organizers are going to be our first hope to get contacts through their friends, through them directly, whatever. Then we'll try to find people who like our idea of building a treehouse. So we have a strong resource base already of what our idea is. We know, we have a vision how we want the treehouse to look, what purpose we want it to fulfill, how many people we want, what kind of materials we're going to use. So we're very clear that we want to build it with local people and young local people.
And you want to build it in Rio?
Or we want to build it in Rio, on a tree, because it's a treehouse. Not just any tree, on a tree that's on a really specific site, say, in front of the president's house, or somewhere, anywhere where it's really accessible, seen by a lot of people, where it maybe already has a history of some kind of activism or resistance to corporate development, or something like that, some sustainable natural background. And then the tree should also be, it's really important, the first step is going to be to find a tree and a suitable tree. That's where it's possible. So we have a whole bureaucratic side. We're trying to find lawyers who can back us up there for building permissions and all kinds of complications that can happen. And then we also want to find a tree that's really significant in terms of maybe being the national tree or being an endangered species or being a tree where lots of migratory birds hang out in a certain time of the year.
You're actually really looking at one of the million trees.
No, I'm sure there's many trees like this. I mean, the city... I think so. Every city has millions of people and...
But you want it in a strategic place? I mean, the special place, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be a very specific tree. It's already there. It already knows we're coming. We just have to find it.
Good point.
Yeah. It's like the link between the future, the past, and the present. This tree knows it.
Or maybe the tree was calling you. That's another option.
That's another option, yeah.
But you were saying 8th of June. That's not... It's like 2 weeks, a little bit more than 2 weeks time.
Mm-hmm. No, we plan to build it, this treehouse, in a very short time. Therefore, we're doing a lot of planning beforehand, a lot of networking, trying to get all the materials, tools, contacts together. And then we just have to fill in the gaps, put it together, make it happen. Ideally, we get it ready before the conference so that it's in the media, it's out there, people are using it, and it's heard of. So we want to build it in 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, maybe 10 days, a treehouse. It's not going to be a luxury treehouse for elite guests or something like that. It's going to be a treehouse which is easily accessible to all people, just like the conference is aiming at all groups of people, all sections of society. We want the treehouse to be open and inviting to all groups of society. And we want it to have a really simple design and building style so that people can take it as an example, replicate it, so that there's not much technical complications that can't be copied.
So which means that you would also use the local wood, yeah? I believe.
Yeah, definitely. We want to use local ecological materials. First of all, wood. Better still would be reused wood, recuperated wood from other building sites. Maybe junk material, old billboards, old whatever material we can find which is lying around unused, which is going to go to waste, or which is going to have a really high recycling cost or a bad influence on the environment. We want to give it another life and make it have a good purpose. This treehouse, which might just be a platform without a roof, we have to see about the details, but what we're sure is we want it to be big, accessible, easy to build, easy to replicate, and it should have a big round table in the middle, so it's an inviting place for people to meet.
What I meant with asking that 8 or June is not much time, because as far as I know, you also don't have all the finances, right?
No, I don't have much finances at all. So what I was, when I got this idea to come along to Rio, I realized I know everything is possible, and I realized I can do it. So if I pool all my cash together, which I have on my personal Puertus account, on the Treehouse Community account, which is the company that I started a few months ago, I've managed to save up several thousand rupees, which is actually intended to be supposed to be my salary and money that I put aside to buy new tools and to expand the company. But I'm willing to put everything into this trip because I know it's going to be a good one.
How much is the ticket?
About 1 lakh, 100,000 rupees.
I believe that the other two guys, because you are the only Orvillian, so the other two are covered already with tickets, yeah?
Ezekiel has a return ticket. He came to India and back, so he had a return ticket to Argentina. And he says he's got enough miles to get from Argentina to Rio. Dror is going to Israel first, before Brazil, and he's going to pool around for some more money there. I don't know exactly how he's going to do it, but he's going to manage.
Let's go to the things that are happening now. I believe you organized something for the Saturday for that.
Yeah, so last week I put something in the news to inform people, to try to make contacts, to see if anybody else is going to the conference, to see who knows about it, who may have some friends over there who can help us out, and just to put it out that I want to go and I still need support. So I got... two people responded to that. They liked the article. Actually, more people responded. Many people saw me on the road and said, wow, what a beautiful article you made. It's nice. I like. On Facebook also, many people said, I like. But nobody chipped in, except two people. So far I have 5,500 rupees out of 1 lakh. It's a good start, I'd say. Maybe 1 or 2%. But... I realized that maybe people need another reminder and they need to see that there is a real initiative. And I'm playing all my cards now, so I'm starting to sell off everything that I have, use whatever creativity I have to be able to raise this money. So I had another interview this morning, I filled out a form, I wrote to scholarship fund at Oroville, I'm trying to get in contact with all the AVI centers, I'm writing all my friends on Facebook, put out my Puertus account number and so on. But it hasn't been very fruitful yet. Like I said, so far, only two people really put in some money. And all the rest, they said, I like, and they commented on the status and so on. But that doesn't bring in money. And this Saturday, I plan to organize a kind of auction of furniture, because Treehouse Community is a kind of multitasking organization that doesn't only build treehouses, but also we build ecological houses. We try to promote innovative, simple ideas, open source style for people to redo, replicate, and combine art with purpose. So I built a few stools, shelves, and other funky gadgets out of wood, which I don't want to hold on to materially. I want to pass them on to other people to make good use out of them. And I want to use this opportunity also to bring people over.
To inform them about it, yeah.
To have a talk about it, to give them more details about what I'm planning to do, why. And then to have an exchange also. Say, look, I made a stool for you. Chip in for the ticket. It's cool. And another reason is just to get rid of all this stuff. I mean, I don't like accumulating stuff.
What is the difference between tree community and the youth center?
No, in Oroville we have a very defined idea of community in the sense that we have a lot of connotations going with the word community. In Oroville, community means a restricted place, probably with a barbed wire fence around it and a gate, and maybe a community kitchen, much more rarely these days. But it's a group of individuals who identify themselves by a name that's usually much higher than what they can achieve, like inspiration or whatever. Many of these communities have really crazy names, so Treehouse Community in Oroville to most people logically means, oh, this must be like another place somewhere in the forest where there's only treehouses. Now the youth center has a similar thing. There's some treehouses in the youth center. Many people come there just to see that. But Treehouse Community, as I created it, is more a kind of open concept of people who like the idea of treehouses. So this is around the world. It's also the name of the company which I created here in Oroville to be
you
able
mean the
to.
The unit, yeah, the work unit, probably.
Sorry?
It's probably the work unit. How we call it?
Yeah, it's a subunit of Botanical Services at the moment still, and it's called Treehouse Community. And I also work with a flexible team. Like, I don't have people who are employed fixed throughout the year, so usually every project I have different people working with me.
And so a treehouse community actually it's a word with not defined space, but it's happening around probably youth center in a green belt.
No, it's happening around the world. There's a general trend around the world to build treehouses. Many people are working on it. I'm trying to get into this network and create a new network as well. So I wanted to create a website, which is a bit complicated. So now I'm creating a Facebook page called Treehouse Community, and people can become the friend, and people can upload their pictures of their treehouses, which they've built. People can get information, get designs on building treehouses, get consulting or share ideas. So it's a global network of people who like the idea of treehouses. That's what Treehouse Community is.
Okay. Yeah, because I know I haven't seen it on the map.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Oroville map in a material sense won't show you any community called Treehouse Community. Mm. And I don't know if there'll ever be one. But it's more a community in the sense of a group of people who like each other and stick together, kind of, who like what they're doing, in the sense that Oroville Community is also something that means a lot to us because we're all part of the same project. Oroville is a community, but in the sense, Oroville is also split up into many communities, and some people say if you're from Oromandel, you're much cooler than if you're from Vikas or whatever.
But yeah, as not long ago somebody nicely said, we are socially already split up.
Mm-hmm. And that is,
unfortunately,
that is a problem or a disadvantage. Yeah, like you said, unfortunately. So we have to realize that Oroville is a community, and it's a community that goes beyond our fences of where our house is built. It goes beyond the
size
master
of the
plan boundary, beyond your car and everything else. It's just, I'd say, an accumulation of people of goodwill, people who were just honest and true and like to progress and like to do things in the way which seems most in equilibrium for them.
Ask you something which is out of the way, but still, when you go out, because I know that you go out sometimes for a short period, what is your impression of the, so to speak, outer world, and as a progress of whatever the planet is going?
Well, I love it. I have a general philosophy that everything is perfect. All the problems that exist and that people spend a lot of time discussing, focusing on, they're there for a reason, which may be so that certain people spend a lot of time on them, which may be exactly what these people need to make the next step in their life, spending a lot of time on the problems. But I look at the world around me when I go outside, when I'm in Oroville, as if everything is perfect, and then I try to understand why is it in this way. Perfect. Look behind the scenes and try to see the reason.
That's pretty cool philosophy, actually. It's probably workful. Thanks. How long are you planning to be there?
Yes.
An
so
open ticket or
no, I still didn't book my ticket. Yesterday was supposed to be the booking day. Now today is again the booking day, but I have a lot of crazy organization work to do. So I think maybe after I'll beat the heat and go to Kulyapalam and try to book after all. I'm planning to go to this Rio conference, hook up with these guys, do this big social, active, outgoing movement, giving something to the world, making political statements, reporting for Oroville, doing big time stuff with all these guys together in a big team. And after that, so at the end of June, after the conference, when the treehouse is finished and I have something nice to leave there, I plan to take off on my cycle, do a lot of introspection, drive over the whole country of Brazil, drive all the way up to the north. I want to meet Nikolai, who's been working on a treehouse for 8 months in Bahia. Still not finished. Maybe help him finish his treehouse.
Nikolai's in Bahia?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, he's there. I was also surprised to learn that he's there and building a treehouse. So I told him to come down for the conference and then we'll hook up. But in any case, I'm pretty much on my own out there. I don't know these people I'm working with. I'm going to get to know them. I'm going to make a lot of new friends and so on. But after the conference and all this big social movement, I want to move off and do a little bit my own thing. So I want to travel through the country. I want to see the biggest forests in the world, maybe go down some of the huge rivers, spend some time learning the language, making new contacts and friends, and visiting different communities as well that probably exist all over the place in Brazil. And I'm going to do that for maximum another 2 months, because 3 month visa is all I get. And I also plan to go to other parts of Brazil and build really cool treehouses there, like not just simple, cheap, easygoing, but build like really elaborate, really nice treehouses for people who want to have them, really high up in really big trees.
Thank you for today.
Welcome.